Hello and welcome to Eat, Pray, and Live. Today we will discuss same-sex affection and the contradictions and backlash that come with.
Yeah.
Hey!
How you feeling?
Oh, this is like the intersection where Sheree and I get along musically.
The song, "Sexual Healing" is playing, by the way, guys.
Cause you be trying to front like you like young and I'm out the loop with my music.
No, you're not.
I just like good.
Cool.
Music. Shut up,
me.
She
like that.
Oh, I'm live.
We're all live right now, by the way, guys. Like, this is our team. We're doing a show and we're being like millennials right now.
Because
this is cool.
This is my first Facebook Live.
Hey,
I didn't even know I could do this.
I know. This is Instagram Live.
Our Instagram.
Yeah.
So
Instagram
we can
live.
We're
all just going to pop our. Yeah. Let's see if people actually want to watch us for 45 minutes on this.
You think so?
I think so. They may not want to.
Okay, we share the water.
Yes.
Do it anyway.
Yes.
And you can go to YouTube to actually see
the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Right.
We're doing a lot. We're doing a lot right now. Okay.
This is stuff we should have done. That's not a flattering angle. So, you know what? Y'all going to have to catch it.
We'll wait till you get some technology.
I don't have technology right now. This is so fun.
It's like making all these people are tuning in live.
Next time.
Okay. Oh, thank you
Tell
so
them
much.
To go to YouTube, Google
Gemini,
Eat, Pray, Live, and you
Pride.
Can. I mean,
go Genuine Gemini.
Search. Google
hey, girl,
Eat, Pray, and Live.
YouTube.
And watch us live, you guys. And next time, we'll do better with this whole situation.
I'm going to
have it worked out. Nikki! Hi, Nicole Murphy! Hi, this is so...
Yeah. It's like making it another level.
I know. I'm ignoring it.
It's really... It's honestly like another effect having us go live right
this
now.
This is crazy.
It is.
I know our producers like
do the show. Hello. I know because we have people tuning in on the. Okay.
I'm getting called from Terrell. Terrell, I can't talk. I'm doing the show.
I was
Hi.
Like, are we gonna answer?
No.
That's interesting.
I answered.
Oops.
Terrell, I didn't mean to answer. Say hi.
Hi, Terrell.
He said,
this is out of control. This is
the
most out of control show you've ever done.
You're on Eat, Pray, and Live.
Black Hollywood Live, y'all.
Bye.
This is out of control, guys.
All right. Lord Jesus.
Wow.
I think that was like kind of our way to try to avoid these juicy topics that we have that we are all kind of a little uncomfortable with.
I'm not uncomfortable.
Which makes us more uncomfortable. The fact that Demetrius isn't uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm scared of this one.
We got some doozies going on.
Let's jump in it.
So how you living? Okay, you know what I realized when I'm watching the show, when I'm watching our show playback?
Yeah.
I don't ever introduce myself.
You do not. You need to do that.
Never do.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Sheree Fletcher, and this is Eat, Pray, and Live. You guys, thank you for joining us, and let me introduce my lovely panel.
Hey.
This Miss MIA, my millennial me, Stacey Ike in his ass.
What's up, guys? What's up? Thanks for having
Welcome
me.
Welcome back from Texas.
And then my male nasty me is Demetrius
That's
Jones.
Actually perfect. How do you feel right now?
He's like, I'm not nasty.
Yeah, you're nasty. And then, last but never ever least, or like we said, she'll cut you. Miss Courtney Stewart.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome, you guys. Oh, my God. There's so much going on.
Yes,
I love it. And I'm loving it. I'm loving this hair.
Thank you,
the
guys.
Braids,
it's,
everything.
It's crazy. I have not changed my hair since I was, like, 15. I
haven't
had braids. No, I mean, I haven't had like, I haven't, I've had my hair. Like,
oh, no.
out. Yeah, just the simple, go to the salon, get your blowout for every 2 weeks. For, like, 15, it's, like, not right. For, like, 10 years. So I'm
so
excited.
Stinking cute.
Thank you, guys. Thank
so
you.
Stinking cute. And the Hunter Green on you is fabulous.
I love you.
On
I
that
love
chocolate
you.
Kiss Hershey kiss.
Listen,
skin.
2017 yes. with it.
Hey. So let's get right into, you know, today's show. We're going to talk about sex.
We're talking about not just sex.
Not,
we're talking
not
about
just sex.
A specific type of sex.
Okay, break it down. Break it down.
I think we're talking more so about... bisexuality,
yes.
homosexuality.
Sexuality versus
And sexual preference. But we're going to get into sex now. Shoot, I'm going to seize the moment. I'm just saying. All
right.
I'm just saying. And I'm the only one drinking a 2D.
So depressing.
Cheers. Who am I going to toast to?
I'm not drinking
She's cleansing,
for 30 days.
Fasting, cleansing.
I love it.
I thought you were on that fast.
I love it.
I am. Don't judge me.
I love it.
We're starting off. I'm just partaking in the first miracle. Sure. You know what I mean? This is Jesus turned water first into wine. And it's crazy because this is a gift. This was a gift from Demetrius. Him and Tasha bought me like 6 bottles of this amazing wine. Man. That is a really great price.
What's the name of the wine?
It's Ménage à Trois. How appropriate. How apropos for
today. That is really funny. Yes. That's really funny.
So let's talk Vivica Fox. In this situation, you know, she was on a show called The Breakfast Club, where she gonna pissed a whole lot of people off. Yeah. She was promoting her new show, and I think the name of the show is The Ultimate Girls Night Out, if I'm not mistaken.
Ultimate Girls Night. Mm-hmm.
And she was asked, do the male dancers, because that's what it is, it's like a male review, and I guess it was the brainchild of the director-producer Jean-Claude Lemaire, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly.
And Vivica together.
Did it was a movie, right?
Chocolate City.
Shot it in Inglewood.
Black Magic, Chocolate City, same difference. Shot in Inglewood, and then they decided, hey, you know, we have something here. Let's spin this off into a TV series.
Eyes.
Oh, I was like, what?
We got a soundtrack.
And so they're promoting it, and they asked her, the Breakfast Club, one of the guys asked her.
DJ Envy.
Okay. That's a great name, by the way.
I love his name.
DJ Envy.
I just love him as a
person. I'm going to change my name this year. That's what I'm going to do. But anyway, so asked her, you know, do they dance for men? And she said, hell no. Nah. Back all that up.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
y'all taking sips at the same time. Yeah, so that got her in a lot of trouble.
The show's still happening, though, right?
Yeah,
the show's still happening because I guess she's still a part of it.
Because the producer, he said something that he was not happy about it.
He was like,
I'm not going to work with her anymore. Yeah. That's why I thought the show was not happening.
Well, the quote from the director, producer Jean-Claude, said, the comments were out of order and it does not represent our attitudes towards the LGBT community. All are welcome. Vivica speaks for herself, not the business or the show. Yeah. What did y'all feel about? Do you think the backlash is merited? I mean, does she have a point when she says, you know, it's the show is called The Ultimate Girls Night Out? So, what did y'all think of that? Like her.
Who's jumping in first? You're
missing out on your money, girl. Because, okay, so when she first, the inception of this last year, I got to go see them do, like, one of the first shows that they were doing. It was called Vivica's Black Magic, and it was all women, and the men were great, and it was a fantastic experience. But to be like, oh, hell no, they ain't never going, no, they don't dance for it, like, gay men would love that show that I saw, and that would be a nice moneymaker for them. Mm. So maybe not this particular show is about, you know, it's about women and having their thing.
Look at
Demetrius. You know.
All right, what do you think? Demetrius is dying to jump.
I think that's the good politically correct answer for people who really don't understand what stripping and dancing is.
What you talking about? What Courtney just said?
What Courtney just said. I don't think anyone should have been upset, because if you listen to what was said, DJ Envy asked the dancer, would you dance for men?
Oh, he asked the dancer?
Right.
Yes. And the dancer said, hell no. Vivica chimed in and said, hell no. Now, the subtext here is well, why is it so emphatic? And what people don't understand about exotic dancing, it's a sexual act. And if you don't want, if like I go into a strip club where it's clearly a female strip club where there are lesbians who dance for women, and a lesbian did not want to dance for me, I understand that. Mm-hmm. I'm not entitled to that because I'm asking that person to perform a sexual act for me. And if they don't want to do it, I kind of get it because I'm not their speed. I'm not what they're into. So I understand it.
Yeah, but like, I'm trying to understand what you're saying and give it some validity. And I think you have a point, but also if you are dancing and that is, you know, that is your job and that's what you're doing, and I come to the club, are you going to stop dancing?
It depends. Yes.
But you don't have to give a lap dance to me. Like, but like they're it's a review. Like they're on stage. They come and they can pick who they want out of the audience and like drag a woman on stage. You don't have to pick a dude out of the stage, but to like step out and be like
what DJ Envy was getting at, because if you look at the entire interview, they talked about how male dancers are perceived as being gay, or at least people make it seem like they are. And so when you look at the entire interview, I understood why the dancer would say that, like, no, I don't do that. It's just not what he does.
But why not say it like that? Why put that spin and that tone on it? That hell no. Because that does kind of seem a little homophobic.
I think it was the setting. I think when you're with DJ Envy, and not to go in on them, but I think the Breakfast Club, you know, it's a very, like, it's an urban
provocative
setting,
kind of provocative, yes.
And it's very, like, it's a hell no type of place. So I think I literally heard him reacting.
And he's saying, hell no, I'm not gay. Now, his feelings about being gay, about being perceived as gay, it probably came out in that comment. So what are we really talking about? Are we saying we're talking about Vivica, but it's a subtext to what she said that we're trying to address, which... in all honesty, I'm not totally upset that people became upset about it, because I feel like even with Donald Trump, a lot of times people would not address the subtext of what he's saying. Yeah. It's like, oh, he didn't say that. And so we've become these people where it's like you can kind of skirt and get away with stuff. I think he was saying, like, hell no, I'm not dancing for gay dudes. And he said it with some attitude and a problem.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, I think the question, I don't know if the question was a shock to him at all. Did he feel like he was shocked? Because the way he reacted was like, he reacted in very a bro way. I know that does come out.
And maybe
bro way.
Like, that's real. Yes, he did.
You know what I mean? It was very like, hell no. It was very like, dude, he's just trying to tell you I'm not into...
He was taken, you know? To me, it seems like he was taking the opportunity to like, take a stance for his sexuality.
Right.
But, you know, like, I'm not gay. No, I'm a dude. I dance for women, which is what it is. And you're right. That's his prerogative.
And he did it like a black dude. Nobody to think that he's gay.
There is something on this, though.
I'm going to be honest. There's something on it, but I understand it.
In terms of, like, black men and their sexuality?
Yeah.
I think that's what is so interesting about black males and their community, because I was talking to one of my guy friends about it a couple days ago when I saw him hug his guy friend, and I went up to him and I was like, I really love that. And he was like, you're such a weirdo. But I get so happy seeing black men express love to each other, because I hate the stigma that we cannot do that without X, Y, and Z. Regardless of...
That's a good point.
You know, I just think that makes me so sad.
Be strong and you can't
Mind
really
you,
show
think
emotion.
Of the Golden Globes. It think looks, of Ryan Reynolds and old boy Andrew Garfield kissing each other. In that quick, funny moment. You see how much fun they had and how many people picked it up and how it was covered? Was gay even in the headline?
I'm not doing that, though. I'm not playing with that.
Well, why? Because you're a black male?
No, because I'm Demetrius. It's just not
regardless, I understand. But I'm just saying, like, will a black man ever feel that kind of freedom to be like, me and my friend are goofing around regardless of our sexuality? Like...
Yeah,
Ryan Reynolds did not
feel that way, and there's some that won't. Just like there are white men that feel the same. Either way, these are strippers. Like, why are you acting like you? I can go to a strip club with women and sit down and chill and do whatever, and she is going to be just as straight or gay or whatever she is as she is. It's a double standard. It's not cool. His attitude, whatever it is, like, you're a stripper. You came here to strip. Just strip and shut up.
And I'm going
to
tell you this.
Are
we allowed to say stripper?
You are a stripper. Like, why are you acting like, I don't care about your sexuality. If I want to see a man... Sorry, go ahead, Sheree.
But the question is...
What?
About Vivica. Do we agree, do we feel like she deserved the backlash that she got? Now, did you ever... Because there was talk that he said this... Jean-Claude said he doesn't want to work with her.
Yeah, but he's not in charge. And I think, like, I've read a headline on Bossip, and
he
we discussed
this.
No, he's not.
And she did apologize.
They always apologize.
That's so annoying.
And I did not like her apology because it made it seem like we didn't hear what we heard.
Right.
And so it's like, oh, no, you misunderstood. I saw the entire Breakfast Club interview. They were actually quite respectful of the guys, and they didn't go in how they normally go in on folk. But something that Courtney said that I definitely do not agree with.
Yeah.
And that is, just because you're a stripper does not mean you have to dance for any and everyone and do whatever they want to say.
I agree. I didn't say and do whatever they say. This is a dance. This is like if you go to the theater and there's dancers up there, male and females are in the audience.
Right.
If you go to any other strip club, if a woman comes out and she's on the pole, like she's on a stage. I understand they should not be touched or have to like bring men up on stage or anything that any of part of that part of stripping. Yeah. Like you don't have to do that because that's a choice. Like when the girls go out in the audience and find a lap dance and do all of that, like if you don't want to do that with a dude, don't do that with a dude. But when you on a stage with a group of men dancing,
that's not what the guys were talking about. Because the interview and the subtext was dancing for a guy in particular. Vivica had already said that guys were allowed in the show and that there were guys like there just watching or whatever. What we're talking about and what that guy, I believe he took this to mean, is that I'm going to go give a lap dance to a dude, dance in front of the dude, give a tabletop to a
dude.
He's
not going to do that.
He's not going to do that.
Yeah, that's fair. He's got every right to decide.
Like, yeah. I don't want to give a lap dance to
a person. But it's interesting because would a woman, would a female stripper ever turn down a lap dance for another woman?
Possibly, I don't
usually
know.
Usually, no.
It depends on.
I remember in Players Club, Lisa Ray.
What? I know you
Let
did.
Me say this. Let me say this.
She
in Players Club, Lisa Ray did not want a woman to go down on her. That's not what she wanted to do. And then Crystal, is that her name?
That
went down on her. That was a problem.
You talking about Ronnie?
Well, what does that got to?
Those are the next levels of what.
But see,
could
where do you draw?
This is I'm talking about lap dancing.
You can't
I'm not talking about sexual acts.
You can't arbitrarily draw the line.
Because what goes on in the champagne room, like
right? Because Chris Rock said there's no sex in the champagne room. Chris Rock's a damn lot, or he been in the wrong champagne room. That's all.
Y'all out of control for me.
Just saying.
Lord Jesus. Yo. Okay, let's. We're going to stay on the, and this is, and pardon me if I'm a little bit, at a loss for words, because this is a really, really hot topic, and it's a sensitive topic. So
sure.
we definitely want to handle it correctly, and we damn sure don't want to offend anybody, but sometimes you taking a stance or, you know, standing on a certain point of view is offensive, but that is not our intention to offend anybody. It's not mine. I don't think Demetrius cares. I care if I offend y'all.
I don't want to offend people, but I'm not going to sacrifice the truth for the purpose of not offending.
So isn't that what Kim Burrell did?
Okay, speaking of that, there's a comment from the Facebook Live. It says, it is a personal choice.
Hi,
by the way.
Right.
It's a personal choice at a strip club. As a stripper, you determine your price, no? So
if you don't want to do it, you don't do it.
Yeah. But, okay, interesting. So, Kim Burrell.
She said interesting. I don't even know what that
back means. Back to Kim Burrell. Mm-hmm. Come on, Demetrius. Just handle this. Segue us in. Now, unless you've been under a rock, you know, and I know a lot of people are fasting, too. A lot of people are fasting, and a part of the fast is, you know, you're fasting from TV and social media. So, for people that might not know what's happening with Kim Burrell, can you kind of introduce that?
Okay, I'll do my best. Kim Burrell is a gospel singer that did a song.
And pastor.
Who did a song with Pharrell that is on the Hidden Figures, a movie that is currently out. It's on the Hidden Figures soundtrack, and she planned to perform that song with Pharrell on The Ellen Show. A few days, I would say, before she was scheduled to perform that song, she delivered a sermon to her church in which she said some things about homosexuality and the church, which some found offensive, and Ellen decided not to have her on the show to perform the song.
All right. And we're going to get into, you know, what your thoughts are about this, but I will say, I'm going to tell you my little two cents. I'm going to give you my little two cents. I love me some Ellen. I do. But Ellen, I saw, and I didn't see the whole show, but I saw when she sat down on the show with Pharrell, and she, you know, basically explained and made mention of why Kim Burrell wasn't on her show. Ellen said, Well, you know, this woman, she was on Facebook Live. Speaking of Kim Burrell, she was on Facebook Live, and it's not good to have her on the show and give her a platform after saying not nice things about me and about homosexuality. I don't think she was talking about Ellen. I just don't. And Ellen, I think when you say Facebook Live, she wasn't on Facebook Live. She's addressing her house. And I think as a pastor and as a shepherd, that is your responsibility to keep your house in order. Now, I mean, this is my, you have to understand. I mean, I was married to a pastor. Now, whatever issues we're dealing with in that house, the pastor, the shepherd, the head of that house needs to address them. The house should be in decency and order. Now, that begs, what is that? I don't know what the issue in her church is. It sounds like there's an issue maybe with, you know, people parading their sexuality or homosexuality, I should say. We know there are a lot of homosexuals in the church, and that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, everybody is welcome in God's house. Everybody. God loves everybody. And he's very, very clear about that. Mm-hmm. But God also has a standard. And he's always making the distinction between who we are and what we do. Always. So, again, God loves, and I think she said this on one of her addresses, or one of her, Kim Burrell took to Facebook Live, God loves the sinner, hates the sin. And we all fall short. We do. And I think, too, what happens is, Then Shirley Caesar said something about the Lord had dropped into her spirit. I love how, like, church mothers say spirit, spirit. Dropped into her spirit that phone should be left, basically checked at the church door. Yeah. Now, how you going to do that? You know what I mean? You can't take away.
That's what God told her.
Somebody's, well. Okay, anyway, we're not even going to go into that, Shirley. That's what she said, dropped into her spirit. And Steve Harvey said something really interesting. He said, whatever you say in the pulpit should be okay to say everywhere. Mm. So I just gave y'all a lot, and I want.
Well, what do you think about that in terms of, do you feel like everything that is said in the church can be said anywhere? I mean,
that's what I was asking you.
I want to say, yeah, because who I am in church is the same person I am everywhere.
I'm going to say no.
Interesting.
And the reason I'm going to say no, I'm not in the pulpit, though, is because here's the thing. The church deals with a spiritual aspect of things, and the church deals with the Bible and God's standard, and sometimes that's not understood outside of the church.
Yeah, I get you.
That's the thing. The language, the terminology is not understood, and it can cause confusion, which is...
Why are you laughing?
There's no confusion about Kim Burrell.
I think she took it past Kim Burrell. I think she's expanding it to something else because I think this has happened more than once, but Kim Burrell just had a cell phone that was
everybody,
recording, you know what I mean?
She didn't have it. Somebody else in church was recording her, and she went off, and she was, but to me, and this was my take on it. I wasn't sitting in the church, but it sounded to me like she was reprimanding her church. She pastors that church. So as a shepherd, she was addressing something that was happening in her church.
I told you when we discussed this. That's not what happened. What? Eddie Long is not a member of her church.
What did she say about Eddie Long?
She said that. Did she call him an embarrassment?
Eddie Long. Uh-huh. She called him embarrassment or something and went in, like, she went in on him.
The guy who said that he was delivered from homosexuality, who should technically be the guy that she praises.
Support.
She criticized him because she said she said that people were using him to embarrass Christianity. People were laughing, but he is who he is. He said what he said. You should be celebrating him in spite of that. If this is what you believe.
Yeah.
My thing is, I think you should say whatever you want to say in church, and if it gets outside of that, you have to deal with the consequences.
Absolutely.
People don't want to face consequences. People want to say whatever they want to say, and then they want me, who's not a Christian, to be like, Yeah, that's okay.
And that's why she went back to say, and then she went back afterwards and she said something about not, she wasn't really referring to the LGBTQ community, right. Like she wasn't addressing. And I'm like, we're not confused about where the church, queer, yeah.
That's politically okay to say?
Yeah.
That we weren't addressing?
Queer. No, because you always, I hear LGBT.
Yeah, it's LGBTQ.
Yeah, you can say queer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But regardless, she sort of went back, tried to like
everybody
qualify
backtracks.
What
everybody
you, and if you are really a, look, whether I agree with you or not is not the issue. Like if that's what you believe, that's what you believe, and I believe she has every right to say it in her church, and I believe who recorded it and put it up, they had the right to do that.
Absolutely.
Because if that's the message that you believe and that you believe people should be living by, you should not be ashamed of what you are saying, and it, if it gets out there, the consequences will come. And yes, I agree with you that like things that are said in the church are not necessarily received by the world in the same way, which is why should you say it or be able to say it? Absolutely. But you have to know that the reception of it is going to be different outside of those people that are following exactly what you're following. So to me, it made it worse that she came back and tried to say, I wasn't talking about, we know what you were talking about. Like nobody's, she was explicit. And the other issue, she was very venomous when she was speaking. She was she seemed angry and hostile about it and talking about, she was very crass even.
And I think that's what's the scary part about the word or the phrase, the church, because Kim Burrell is not the church. And you know what I mean? Like there's so many different versions of it. And I feel not bad or hurt. I feel sad when I'm sitting with somebody who they do want to talk about sexuality and they want to ask me real questions about it and they want to say, well, what do you believe? I know you were raised as a Christian and you feel this type of way. What does your heart say? And when we're having this conversation, I don't sound like Kim Burrell, regardless of what I'm thinking or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
so what do you say?
I mean, I think I'm still learning my, not phrases necessarily, but my heart with that, because it's something that I do truly ask God, like, what do you want us to say as your people in this realm? Because it's such a sensitive thing. It's something that I do have a lot of heart for. I have a lot of friends who have dealt with this, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't necessarily think I have the answer. I think that I have been very open to having those conversations because I love to grow and I have no problem saying I don't necessarily know. I'm not making the decision to go to heaven or hell, and I'm really glad about it. Hello. You know what I mean? And so like when anybody asks me that or they're confused or they want to have that conversation, I'm like, let's pray. Let's talk about it. Let's be open. You want to write notes? Like, that's where I am.
Yeah.
So I was very disappointed, not necessarily in Kim, because I've been to, like, I was raised in very different types of churches. I've been to African churches. I've been to a, you know, non-denominational church. I've been to a very Pentecostal church. And I've heard this message in different ways. I've also heard a very softer version. We've seen this. And even when Courtney was talking, she said the church. It's like, now, what does that mean, though?
The church.
Because as soon as we start talking about the church, people start saying,
I
don't like that.
You cannot like it all you want, but the church is something that is culturally significant, and we all have heart. But the bottom line is, in Christianity in this country, in most churches, homosexuality is considered a sin. So whether you say it the way Kim Burrell said it or come at people positively or negatively, I don't know a lot of churches. I'm sure there are a few that exist. But in terms of the Christian church in America, most of them preach on some level that homosexuality is not of God.
And you go to hell.
No,
I just said it's not of God. I've never been in a church that has said you're going to hell.
So for the most part, wait, let me ask the question. So for the most part, if we're talking about the church, we're talking about the majority of churches out here. You don't think that they believe that if you're a homosexual, you're going to hell unless you change your ways?
I would say I hope not. Not the church, no. The thing is, you can't start, this is how I feel, you can't start weighing sin, what sin is better than what sin. You can't do that. Sin is sin. We all fall short.
Absolutely.
All of us. Which is why we need a Savior. Which is why Jesus died.
Thank you, Lord.
So, to me, it's all under the blood. Fornication is a sin. If I decide to have, you know, sex outside, I'm not married, that's a sin. I'm not going to change God's standard. It is what it is. None of us can keep it, though, which is why we needed a Savior.
Mm.
And the thing is, what I think people miss is the grace of God. the grace of God. God is love. There still is a standard. And if I fall short of that standard, my thing, I really shake it off quickly. I repent. Hey, God, you know what? I mean, like, mm-hmm. search my heart, Lord, mm-hmm. and I keep moving. Mm-hmm. And I think we're called to love people. The goodness of God leads to repentance. When you start beating people over the head mm-hmm. and start saying people are going to hell because you do X, Y, Z, how dare you?
I think it's really interesting because
look, there's hey, this. I agree with you.
No, I don't want to slap that smirk off your face.
No.
Look, I'm about to lay hands on you.
Wait, this is an agreement. That was smirk. I believe that there should be more grace. There should be more love. There should be more forgiveness.
Grace.
This is
that's
the problem.
The good
though.
News.
No,
and
I think it's we miss not. It.
But that's yes, what's so upsetting about
we're not
him.
We're not talking about humans' grace because that's not what we're talking about.
Well, that's what I'm talking
grace.
About.
It's the grace.
That's what I'm talking about. No.
We're not. Because the grace of God stands between what
tell
we,
the people,
who
tell
we
tell
are,
the
and what we do. Mm. That's the grace of God. And I think we have to. I went to fashion school, so I've had a lot of, you know, homosexual friends. I still have a lot of homosexual friends. One of the saddest things literally broke my heart because I have so much compassion for people who struggle with their sexuality. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine because we all, you know, we're love creatures. Mm-hmm. We all want to give love. We need to be loved. So to think of having to deal with the fact that the person that I have a same-sex attraction to is wrong. I can't imagine what that is.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that burden. I can't imagine, you know, the pain of that, being discriminated. I can't imagine that. Mm-hmm. My job is to love people.
Yes.
That's what my job is.
Yes.
I have to love. I have to embrace you. I have had grown men literally cry in my arms because they struggled with their sexuality mm-hmm. and thought that God can't use me. Mm-hmm. God is not pleased with me. Mm-hmm. The Bible says if you are walking in the grace of God, if you have accepted Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, our Lord and our Savior, then it's all under the blood and you are a new creation. Doesn't matter what you struggle with. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. So, yeah, I think shame on churches that are telling people in this day that you're going to hell. Pastor doesn't have that
authority. Absolutely not, yeah.
You can't do that.
Well, it happens.
But let me tell you something. If I ever heard that, if I was in the church and I hear a pastor in the pulpit talking about you're going to hell, I'm up out of there.
But let me say this.
That's
though.
That fire and brimstone
preaching.
Okay,
let me say this.
You know, it's crazy.
See,
I know that fire and brimstone
because there are two ways to tell somebody they're going to hell.
Yeah.
You can tell them that they're going to hell, or you can show them that they're going to hell by basically putting them in hell like people treat gays in America and have treated them. So my thing is they may not say it, but
any discrimination is wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, any discrimination is wrong. And it to me, it just speaks of the condition of the heart. Like, you know what I mean? Like we can be some foul, effed up people. Mm-hmm. We really can.
Mm-hmm. I put it like this. I've seen it where I knew someone who had a bunch of gay friends. And so we were talking about when the Voting Rights Act came up. Right. And, you know, I was happy. Like, yeah, I voted for them. I was like, they want to get married. I think they should be able to get married. You either marry gays or don't marry nobody. Mm-hmm. Just everybody. You go to your church or whatever voodoo place, wherever you go, get married. And so they said to me, I didn't vote for it. But they would never tell mm-hmm. everybody else. And I was like, well, I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't see them doing that. So I think it's a thing of people don't want to say it, but a lot of people feel it. But they're just not going to say it.
And feel bottom line, feel what?
That they're probably going to hell, gays. Yeah. And
see, I didn't grow up in the church.
Okay. Really?
I did not.
I did not know that.
Mm-mm.
That makes me very, like...
I got saved in 2000 is when invited Jesus into my heart and in my life. So 2000, yeah, I didn't grow up. I mean, I was baptized as Catholic. But we went once a year, so I don't really consider that.
Is Catholicism
churchy.
Fun?
Is Catholicism
okay,
fun?
Let me tell you about my little memories. Going to catechism, and them nuns were the scariest creatures on the planet. They're scarier than scary clowns.
Mm. Do you want to read some of the comments people are talking
you're
about?
You're scared of nuns? nose.
What? Do you want nuns to would have, be creepy. They be having mustaches and stuff. Like, oh. You can shave. Really? God's going to be okay with you shaving but that mustache because you're scared of these little people.
So we can close out this topic, though. I do think Kim Burrell was definitely...
I can't see it. What y'all saying?
Okay, so I'm going to read the comment.
I know we're doing a show, right? So you read the comment out loud. So instead of, like, chatting about it so the audience on YouTube know what's up.
Okay, you're trying to be funny right now? Are you trying to be funny?
So they're on Facebook Live, guys.
We are on Facebook Live.
Yeah, read the comment.
Yeah, this is one of our first time doing this, and we wanted to...
I feel like somebody that's in a store. You know when you're in a store and you're in line and it's like you're ready to pay for yourself and they like, hold on. I'm talking to this person on the phone who didn't bring their ass to the store.
We are really a mess today.
I'm here right now. No. Tell them you call them back. Like I was saying about Kim Burrell, I think she was wrong. Ellen, as a gay woman, and just as an American, should have said, like, you're not coming on my show. Yeah. You gonna say that? You don't need to come on my show.
Is it interesting because she had the platform to say you're not coming on my show, but let's say like something else happened. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't want to compare. Mm-hmm. I don't want to compare because they're not different, the same situation. But let's just say this is uncomfortable, but we're gonna try it. So a white person says something really bad. Let's say Paula Deen. If she had the platform to decide who she wanted on her show or not, oh no, let's switch it. Because I'm thinking like somebody goes in on Wendy Williams, mm-hmm. white person not. Does she have the same authority to be like, oh yeah, no, you can't come on my show or whatever?
And absolutely.
Is it the same thing? But hasn't there been other opportunities where those things have been let go because?
Yes. For instance, Hulk Hogan was on The View, and my thing is because he won the lawsuit, he's got to do this victory tour. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, nah. You was calling people niggas on tape.
Right.
And so for me, I'm like... No, I turned it off because I was like, I don't want to see this. So no, and I think somebody should have stood up and said, no, don't come on.
And somebody might have, but... Because I think it's make the decision.
I think it's just so interesting that she had the platform to say, like... Because she also felt directly attacked, which I understand. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, wow, how many times has other people felt very directly attacked and have not... had the power, not necessarily even the platform, because some other people have had the platform and not necessarily the power.
Well, does that make sense? Yeah. If you have it, and the thing is with Kim Burrell and it's tricky. When you are in a position, when you are a pastor and you stand on, you know, certain principles and truths and ideals, mm-hmm. you got to make a choice. You're either going to be purposeful, meaning you're going to be about your father's business, or you're going to be popular.
Yep.
The two don't reconcile.
Do you know who said something similar to that?
That's so good.
And since we're talking about the Breakfast Club in mm-hmm. this segment, Wendy Williams said that to Charlemagne when he used to work for her. She said,
"Who's Charlemagne?
Charlemagne is one of the hosts of the Breakfast Club.
He's out of control." Gotcha.
She said, when he was starting off, she's like, "You have to make a choice. Either you're going to be for the fans and the people and getting the information that they want, or you go be for the industry and helping them out. Those are the two choices. So either you can be for your flock, or you can be for the world."
Yes.
That's
real. And the thing is, you know, Kim is she's been, you know, doing a lot of stuff in the secular, quote-unquote secular world.
Right.
And... shoot, that might be God's way of saying, nope.
Which one are you about to be about?
You got
to
make a choice.
It's always interesting that that's the case.
And she was a little flippant when she was defending herself, which kind of turned me off a little bit. Now, I met her a while ago, and she was lovely. And people that, are, you know,
she's awesome. We sang with her in college. I was like, girl, what happened to you? Why are you mad? Like, she was angry and hostile, but whatever.
It's always interesting because I feel like, you know, this whole separation between, like, religion, regardless of what religion you are, and, like, the world, it's such a clash because if I say I have a certain belief and I say it to somebody who doesn't believe it, I'm coming off as, what's the word? Like, I'm not accepting or whatever the case. That's stupid, though, because I have my belief and you have yours, like, when you have yours, all of a sudden it's not judgy and intolerant
it's the popular view,
right? It's not stupid
because people have used their beliefs in history to attack and to destroy other people's beliefs.
I'm not even talking about other people.
Yes, you can come and say, like, this is what I feel, this is what I believe, but the reason that there's that energy there is because we have a history of destroying each other because of our beliefs.
So what if there's a belief that is a little bit more popular? What if that does destroy a smaller community? We let that one go because it's on the popular belief?
Depends on the belief.
Mm-hmm. Why does it depend on the belief, though?
Because sometimes a smaller community might need to be destroyed. I don't know who they are. If you think about it, ISIS.
That's interesting.
Let me say this: yeah. ISIS itself is a smaller community compared to the rest of the world.
Okay,
it might need to be destroyed.
But I don't. You know, I mean, I'm not talking about ISIS.
I know you are.
Yeah, example. But I get you.
But I'm just saying. But Sheree, you raised an interesting point that you didn't bring
I'm
up here. Yeah, yeah.
You're interesting, Sheree.
Here come that ego. Here come that ego. But no, you raised the point, and it was, I believe you were playing devil's advocate. You said, we preach tolerance, but was Ellen being intolerant by not allowing her to come on?
Interesting.
I did say that. Yes,
now,
I did.
I do not think that she was being intolerant, because at some point you have to say, look, this goes against my beliefs.
She
I'm not going to tolerate
that's
that.
What I'm saying.
But I don't think it was anything wrong with asking the question.
Yes.
And I think that question should always be answered until we get to the point in the conversation where we can say, nah, they should have made that stand.
Well,
I think that was a good question. I never thought about it.
You know what? I found that being a Christian, there are people that will be, that aren't Christians, non-Christians, that will be very intolerant of my beliefs, but demand that I'm tolerant of yours.
Yes.
So
that's what
that
that's
needs
what
to
I
be
mean.
Reciprocated.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you
that's
want
I mean.
Me to be, the thing is, it really is, you have to give what you want to receive. So if you want tolerance, then give tolerance. Period.
That is yeah.
Even if somebody doesn't, and that's really when people need tolerance, is when they have a different position than you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I find a lack of tolerance for Christians, especially.
I will
that's
say,
why Trump won.
I will say,
I'm not
I would say not to an extent that I think it needs to be mentioned, because we're living in a Christian nation, and historically that has not been a problem in America. No Christians yeah. have been thrown to the lions or anything like that. And so when I hear that, when people say, people are intolerant of Christians, I'm like, but are they really?
You don't think Christians have been thrown to the lions
yes.
at any point?
In America? In America?
I think there's
when
a, there
when
could
I,
be
when I start doing Hollywood exes, I got a hard time.
Well, but see,
I think there are versions
well,
of it. Because
probably
there are
other Christians.
Yeah, you're right.
Things, because, like, I
no, from other Christians.
Really?
And,
okay. Well, hold on.
No,
never
no,
mind.
No, but
I,
even,
I take
but
that
even,
back.
Even non-Christians. See, because what non-Christians will try to hold you to a standard that they don't want to be held to.
Yeah, for real.
Because you're a Christian. You shouldn't be doing no. So I got it from the church, but I got it from a lot of non-Christians, too.
Dude, I just got it recently, a couple weeks ago, and it was heartbreaking, because a friend of mine was like, it was me and him talking about another friend, and he was saying that his friend was not trying to be a part of a show because some of the things was against his beliefs. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a Christian, I understood where he was coming from, where both sides were coming from. I was raised in the church. I get, you know, if something is against the Bible, whatever the case. So he was like, as a Christian, oh, all of a sudden he don't like this, but I saw him out there drinking. I saw him going. I said, wait. So not only does that reflect how you feel about Christians, but that also reflects how you feel that if you could ever be a Christian. You know what I'm saying? He was basically saying, he was like, I'm not trying to be perfect, but he said he was trying to be perfect, so he should
but
be like this.
But that's predicated on everything that we've done in this, from Puritanism. Like, we...
I'm going to have to agree with the dude who said it, though. It's
why?
Like, that's the standard you chose for yourself.
No,
I have chosen the I don't give a fuck
standard.
So if you see me giving a fuck, then it might be
something
a problem.
Different.
So then you have a right. Okay, because you have a don't give a fuck standard, and somebody stands on Christian principles. Do you have a right to demand that I adhere to my principles and standards?
Hell yeah, they're your principles and standards.
That's like holding you to who you say you are. Like, some people see, okay, when they hear Christian, We've determined
isn't
in a lot
what
of ways
Kim Burrell
that means perfection on some level.
And
like, I don't do bad
worst,
things. I don't do all of these
worst.
Things. But that's a standard that Christians put on themselves and made it that way in the world because they judged other people for not being Christian.
How about that, like
but
that little girl
dead.
Said in the back of her car to her daddy? What? How about you worry about yourself? More
Real
people
talk.
Need
we
to worry
that.
About
they do.
Themselves.
But that hasn't been what people
but
have
I don't,
been doing.
But I think people, there is a level of community where
we're
we do worry and judge
yeah, we are
judging.
And we need
wait,
to
wait,
stop doing
hear,
that.
I want to hear what Stacey's saying. She's saying something.
What you
saying?
I don't
want to
say it anymore.
She's saying something.
I was just saying there's a level of judgy that we're human. So it's not like I'm saying, because you're saying we'll worry about ourselves. I don't think that's necessarily like the easiest way to go. Let's just worry about each other.
I'm judging you right now.
Are you?
Yes. But I don't have judge a problem
away.
With judgment.
Judge away. I don't get judge away.
I believe in judgment. I don't believe in condemnation. I don't believe in conviction.
I love
conviction.
That, though.
But
I
judge
that.
The shit. I'm about to walk well, out making, here and judge everybody that's out there.
You're talking about making judgments. Because you right. have to make judgments so that you can navigate through life.
Absolutely.
Because condemnation and judging, for the most part, are the same thing.
They are not.
Not when you're making judgments. But yeah, how are they different? Because so if you're judging, give me an example of judging.
Okay, so judging. Like, okay, I like this green top, right? I'm not against this. Okay, just say this. You know what? I like this top. It's a little see-through. Use a hoe. I'm going to try to do X, Y, and Z to you. That's condemnation. I don't put her in a box. She ain't never getting out this whole box.
I thought that's you meant that was judging.
So what's the difference between judging? That's what that I said. It's like the judging, same thing.
Because now, no, while I'm judging, I'm making a judgment about her, right?
You're saying
I'm
what just I looking just said. At
it. No, I'm like, okay, I like this. That's it.
He
it's
just
nothing
said it like
it.
He hasn't made a conclusion about anything about who she that's, is or what she does based on what he sees.
And that is the difference between judgment and judging. Judging, condemnation, making a conclusion mm-hmm. based on what you observe.
I think we're in English.
Sending
class,
people
no.
to hell.
I think that's a very
based on what you
observe.
I think that's a now very we, was on beautiful app, so point.
I like I think I haven't.
They don't.
You were
no,
in church.
We got our own little show.
We got a church.
Wait, wait, wait. In case somebody tunes in right now, they're gonna be like, "What is he talking
what
about? Use a hoe."
I
think that's very interesting. I've never been in a hoe box before. It's a new place.
I think that's where Grace is. If making conclusions on people,
Grace. And when I say worry about, now we have. I think that we do have a responsibility to one another.
Good part.
Go ahead, get to the good part.
What's our next topic, y'all? Sorry.
We ain't got to be out. We don't even have a monitor.
We got to be out.
How do we not have a monitor?
We got 4 minutes.
Okay, what's the next?
Go ahead. Make a, what you want to talk about, Courtney?
We got that bisexual thing with Amber Rose.
We're
going
to come back to that. That's a whole conversation.
Okay, we'll come back to that.
No, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, let's just do it next week.
At least everybody answer the question.
No, I don't have an answer.
Please answer the question.
Is the question, would I be with a male?
Wait, so Amber Rose is sort of, she has said she was bisexual. She has been with men and women. And when she was asked if she would be with a bisexual man, she said, no, I don't think I can do that.
But she didn't say it like that. I love the way she said it.
She just said, I don't think I could do it.
She said that it would make her uncomfortable and that maybe she feels like she's not woman enough to be with the male who's okay with being with the male.
She still says she can't do it.
She says she can't do it.
But the thing is, I didn't understand the flack. Like,
we're talking
people
about semantics.
Like,
because you're saying you want.
People are thinking it's hypocritical.
It's hypocritical.
Okay.
Or
everything
is
hypocritical.
I say, my coochie, my rules.
That, wow.
Period.
I say it is hypocritical.
You think it's hypocritical?
It's that, but I'm fine with it. It's a double. It's a double standard. And I think a lot of women feel that way. I don't know any woman that said that is fine with dating a bisexual man.
I'm not.
I don't know.
You are.
Damn, we ain't got enough time.
We
really?
I'm just going to drop that bombshell
at the end of the
three
show.
3 minutes past the time we're supposed to end. How are you okay with
give
that?
Give a quick sentence. How are you okay? But
no, how are you okay? Because I'm
married,
judging her.
Maybe not. But dating? I don't have a problem dating a bisexual dude.
Okay, wait a minute. So,
but
okay.
Aren't you dating to marry?
So you're, that's what I'm thinking.
Not necessarily. Because Courtney doesn't want to get married. So,
we don't bend over to
so wait, are we using the word dating a little too loosely?
I mean, I don't know. Are we? I don't know. What are your definition
of
dating?
My definition of dating is, you know, I'm hanging out with somebody to see if, you know, maybe I can do life with this person.
I mean,
if it can be long term.
I mean, it could be long term. It doesn't mean it's life.
But you couldn't marry him. But you could.
I wouldn't marry. Not that I couldn't. I wouldn't, because to me, marriage is a decision that you're trying to make forever. And I don't
think
that.
You're not playing with fire by dating.
So then why are you dating
dude?
Them? Yeah.
So what if you just fall head over heels in love with him?
I don't believe in that. But yeah, maybe.
He's so cynical. I don't believe in love. I don't believe in marriage.
No, I believe in love, but no. I believe we live a long time these days, and to me, like, if you're with somebody for, you know, 10, 15 years, and it was a great relationship and awesome, that doesn't mean it was any less valuable in your space, so it might be something for 10 or 12 years that was great, and then you decide to move on.
Like, so what does marriage mean to you, though?
Marriage means forever.
Y'all.
So are you trying to get married?
I don't think so. As of right, we don't talk about this before.
This is what's funny to me. We have a very interesting topic here. Y'all
and we
talk
didn't
about
get to it. They
do you
want to
get married? Damn that!
What is the topic?
Do you want to get? That's the question y'all want to ask. Do you want to? You just said you would date a bisexual man, and they said, "Would you get married?" I'm married.
This is America, guys.
I ain't got time for this.
Well, you know what I think? I think we need a part two. Because let me tell y'all, this was such a multifaceted, you know, conversation, because you can go to so many different places with it that we didn't even get to. Shoot, we're still on segment two. We got segment 3, 4, and 5 to go.
Okay.
So anyway, we'll do part two.
So wait, next week we're deciding if it's a double standard to say you would or would not.
We'll still continue with our, you know, sexual healing, and we just really want to get into.
What's your takeaways?
Yeah, we need takeaways. Courtney, what's your takeaways?
I don't even remember what we talked about. Takeaway is that the message you deliver should always go in love, even if it goes against what everybody else believe. And if people don't like it, you just have to deal with that.
When it comes to what happened with Vivica, I can see both sides on that. I think she should definitely stay on the show. And I don't think the intention was there to hurt, harm, or what have you.
Yeah, so. I agree with that.
We are all the epitome of God's grace. Live in that by faith. Okay? It's all about love, people. That's the only thing that matters.
If you have not love, you have nothing. Love one another. Be kind to one another. Be understanding, long-suffering, and patient with one another. I think that's my, you know, that's my take. And we thank you for watching Eat, Pray, and Live. And you can catch me, Sharif Fletcher, across all social media platforms. Get with me.
Yeah.
How can I keep up with you?
You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at OneTakeStace and on StaceyF.com.
Find me at a strip club. You see me shake it up for a player.
I'm everywhere at Stuart Starlet, guys. See y'all next week.
Bye, guys.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.